Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to pre-recorded number 60, Dolly Shares, coming to you from Dolly World. Nancy Hopkins is the producer, and I'm Dolly Howard. And I'm recording this on Wednesday, October 9, 2019. I have no idea whatsoever what I'm going to be talking about. I just got nothing to say, but I haven't recorded my Dolly Shears since September 11. It's been a month. I just discovered I need to find my teeth. I'm having a rough morning this morning. With my heart issues. So, bear with me, please. Not one of my better days, let's put it that way. But I did want to do this, because I committed to it. So, I got the angel cards in my hands. I divided the deck in half. Angels, please lead me to the perfect card that you want me to read for this Dolly Shears. I'm going over each card. I splayed them out in my hand. And I run my fingers and thumb over each card that's splayed out in my hands. Okay, put that half down. There's nothing there. Let's open up the second half of the deck. Okay. Oh, let me do that. Ooh, which one? I got the heebie-jeebies right here. Hold on. Ooh, it's this one, I do believe. Let me check the rest of the deck. Yep, it's that one. Let's see what this one is. Archangel going with the flow. Hold on. I gotta open up the thing with the cards in it. Ooh, I'm gonna sneeze. Oh, tried to get my microphone out of the way because I couldn't get to the recorder to turn it off. And I didn't want to sneeze in your ears. Oh boy, here's the angel cards. Let's see. This one is number 14. They're Christia Cummings Slack cards that she made. And I've been reading them for, geez, I don't know how long. Years. Years. That I bought them years ago. Let's see. Number 14. Archangel Charmaine, that's how you say it. Archangel Charmaine, going with the flow, says, it's time to go with the flow. Relax and release your need for control of this situation. Surrender to the energy of what is already happening. There is bigger energy at work here, and it is out of your hands. Charmaine invites you to close your eyes and see yourself floating down a stream. Feel yourself going with the flow as you float down the stream of well-being. Allow your breath to flow freely as you float down the stream. practice going down the stream of well-being. Charmaine will help you. Just ask. Give thanks to Charmaine for all their help. Charmaine, please help me, especially today. I'm needing to float down that stream. And I'm needing your help. Thank you, Charmaine. Thank you, all the archangels and the angels. All the angels. Thank you, thank you. Okay, let me put this away. Because if I don't, I might end up with cards all over the floor again. I have done that on numerous occasions. Haven't meant to, that's for darn sure. I hate picking up cards. Okay. They're in their satin bag and all safe. That was a nice card, especially for me today. Very nice. Now let's see if I can find my recorder in case I have to sneeze again. And for my rest periods. So, I've been thinking. Periodically I stop and think, wow, look at America. Look where we are today. Our economy's doing so good. The unemployment rates are super fantastically down from what they've been since forever that I can remember. The vets are being treated a hell of a lot better than they were. And now when you run across a bad doctor, nurse, aide, office worker, somebody who works with the vets, physical therapists, whoever who work with the vets, and if you find they're treating them bad, they can be fired now. Before they couldn't be fired, and that was awful because the vets were being treated like shit. Worse than shit. And now, it's not like that anymore. There will be some cases that are horrendous, but we can fix them. Now, those beings can be fired who are causing the bad issues, and that's a wonderful thing. Oh, and I still, as I'm looking around, I still see bad things going on. Well, things I don't like. For instance, beings who are in our Congress that shouldn't be. They hate America. They hate Americans. They promote other countries, trying to cause havoc in our country with our people. In Dolly World, those people would not be. They would not exist. I'm not saying kill them. I'm just saying they wouldn't exist in Dolly World. They would have to get out and go find their own place to live somewhere where they couldn't be subjected to Dolly World in any way, shape, or form. How dare they say you can't say this word and you can't say that word. And if you say illegal aliens in a state or two, I just heard this recently, you're going to be fined. Well, screw them. That's ridiculous. If you're an illegal alien, you're an illegal alien. Go get legalized. If I went to a foreign country, you think they'd let me move in without being legalized? I don't think so. I don't mind having people from other countries come in, as long as they do it through the proper channels. I'm so disappointed with Congress. I am frickin' ashamed. I really am. I'm just ashamed. of them, of the House and the Senate. I am ashamed of our congressional people. There are a few good ones in there who are trying to make it good for the Americans, but you tell me, I want you to tell me five things that the people who are in Congress at this time, tell me five things they have done for the people. Besides their vendettas against Trump, what have these swamp beings and the other beings, what have they done for we the people? For the good of we the people. Tell me five things. That would make me happy. That would make my day. I would like to be able to say five things that our swamp beings have done for us, and the congressional people. The good guys are just so busy trying to make it better for us, you know what they're doing. I'm tired. I'm just tired of it. I'm sick to death of it. I'm so freaking embarrassed of it. I wish we could just take an eraser and erase the whole thing. Put the Capitol building up on a piece of paper, draw the peoples in it, the bad ones, the swamp beings, leave the good ones out, and just start erasing. Just erase it, erase it, erase it. And then it's all erased. Paper's wadded up and thrown away. Get a new paper out and draw new building. Draw new peoples with good intentions who really love America and American people. And then have the magic happen and have it all come to life for real. And we'd have a good Congress working for we the people. I would like that very much for my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. I'm tired of all of us living with swamp people. So, moving right along. That's my thought on that. So, oh yeah, I was thinking how nice it is, really. I mean, yes, we've got all that crap I just talked about, but it's getting better. For once, we have hope. I really can see there's a light at the end of the tunnel from all this stuff I just said. We have hope. And I'm so happy for it. And I need a drink. Okay. So I get myself all worked up and upset, so Annette's told me I shouldn't be watching the news so much. It almost killed me one day. Literally. I got all worked up and couldn't breathe. My chest went, my heart went beating badly, and then it'd stop, and then it'd beat badly again. I get way too upset, worked up with this political stuff. So Annette said, you need to not watch it so much. So we've agreed that I can watch. I watch Tucker, Hannity, and sometimes Laura Ingraham. Not a lot, but sometimes if I think she has something interesting. And I don't look on the internet quite as much as I used to, but I do still look in YouTube stuff. I can't help myself. I want to know what's going on out there. I really do want to keep up with what's going on, but I got to figure out a way so that I don't get myself all worked up and excited over it in a bad way. So I'm happy that we're going in good directions. I need to have patience, and it's not a desire, it's a need. I really need to have patience. There's a difference between need and want, and I need to have patience. I don't just want it, I need it in my life. I know that the white hats are working on it, the good guys are working on it. I know. And they keep saying, you're going to be seeing things happen. Well, I noticed lately we are seeing things happen. Barr and, I forgot the other guy's name. Barr being the Attorney General. And another guy doing investigating the investigators. They went to Italy. And I think they went to France, too. They're really getting to the bottom of who started all this crapola, which is making the swamp beings very, very terrified, because they know they did things that were treasonous. And you know what treason calls for? Death penalty. So they got that going on in their heads, so they think they have to get Trump out before the election, because they know that he'd be reelected, because they keep showing how awful they are. I think if they would just shut up, they could maybe win some people over on the Democratic side for votes, but man, they just keep digging a deeper and deeper hole and exposing all their stuff that they buried, or tried to bury. They did bury, they tried to bury, they attempted to bury. It's starting to come out. And we the people are going to be shocked. Really. Even I, who know stuff has happened, am going to be in a state of shock. And if I'm in a state of shock, what about those out there who have no idea of this stuff that's been happening? They either had an inkling and buried their heads in the sand, or they really don't have any idea whatsoever. They haven't paid attention, so they don't know. And then all of a sudden, things are going to start coming out that's going to really shock them. And so, we need to be here to tell them, it's okay. You're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. We're going to be better. See how much better we are now than we were a year ago? We're going to be better. We're going to be okay. Those thoughts have been going through my mind. My world's very limited, you know. I'm in my bedroom in my bed because I don't have strength. To I don't have strength to get up and out every once in a while, and that takes me out. And I get to have an outing, and but it wears me out so fast, it's hardly worth the effort of trying to look presentable enough to go out. I haven't even been in the pool like I used to be, but just sharing this stuff with you to let you know my world's pretty limited. Dolly World has shrunk up into my house. Thank God I've got a beautiful bedroom, beautiful house. Beautiful, beautiful house the angels provided. I told you all that story several times. The angel provided this house for Annette and me. And it's beautiful, and we love it. We love being here and living together, because she's single, I'm single. Why not share expenses? And I don't think I could survive if I didn't have Annette to share expenses with me. Actually, I know I couldn't survive because I'm living on widow's Social Security. And I got all these meds that I'm living on. Because I choose to. I know some people out there say, well, if you do this and if you do that and if you hold your tongue this way when the wind's blowing that way. And if I've had so many people say so many different things. And I've tried them. Believe me, I've tried them. Some have worked, some haven't. I have Mr. Spiral, and he works. Sometimes I get the god-awful headaches from the nitro tablets, and I ask Mr. Spiral to go to the source of the pain, and please eliminate it and take care of it. Do what he has to do so that I am out of the pain, and the issue has been resolved from the core of it. And I thank him, of course. And you always say please, and then I say thank you. And I have Mr. Turtle, who lives in the pool. He likes his certain spot in the pool, and he gets a little cranky if he's not in that certain spot. So, I got Mr. Turtle out there, who keeps me company. And Maureen sent me, Derek and Maureen sent me, the little shungite critters. Oh, I love them. They're teeny tiny. And they're made from shungite. But I just love them, and I've got him sitting up on the dresser, which sits against the wall across from the head of my bed. And so that's the dresser's underneath the TV there. And there are direct TV little boxes sitting on the dresser. So I got electrical stuff on there. And I have a clock that shines the time up on the ceiling. I just love that clock. All I have to do is look on the ceiling and I know what time it is. I don't even have to roll over, just move my head a little to look where the time shines on the wall with the light. And I got my Keep America Great cap, the red cap that Mary, my friend from Australia, brought me when she was here. They were there for the big rally in D.C. And they got me that hat from Trump Towers. When they were in New York, they got me the hat from Trump Towers. And so I cherish that. And I have it sitting on the dresser. And I have, of course, I have my one of my favorite pictures of my Stan, so I can see him all the time, all day long. And that's where I put the little critters, was up there. Because I go in my dresser every day, and there's my critters. And I get the feel from them since I put them on the dresser. It's kind of, I don't know how to explain, but I can look at the dresser. My eyes go right to where they're sitting, even though all I see is the sides of them a little bit. I see this aura. That's a good word. I see an aura shining up from where each one of them are on the dresser. It's nice. Nice aura. And then I feel the energies coming from them. I feel it. And Sam was talking about how he's put shungite nuggets in his pillow, and he has good dreams, good sleep. And I said, oh, I'm going to do that. Well, I got to thinking, I don't need to do that. I got the shungite. Let me think. The rubber slab that I have under my mattress. Or did I finally move it between my mattress and the mattress pad? I don't remember, but I have that, so that's why my bed is all shungited. Because I got that pad there, and plus, when I get aches or pains that Mr. Spiral can't seem to take care of, I'll pull the pad out and put it directly on my body. And it helps. It really helps. So, what else shungite do I have around me, around my bed that I can share with you? I can't sit up and look. I know. I got those, the first covers for the electrical plug outlet covers. I got the first ones that Derek made. They don't fit, but I got them screwed in as much as I can. It doesn't look so good, but by God, it works. So I got the electrical outlet shungite covers, the original ones, on things on my wall. So my bedroom is full of shungite, and then it got shungite all over the refrigerator, every appliance that I have, all the electrical stuff we have, the box, the fuse boxes, and the water heater, and the AC / heater unit, and I got shungite everywhere you can think of. So this is definitely a shungite house. And I like living in a shungite house. It's happier when people come in. And plus, Annette and I like color in the house. And so we have colorful walls. My bedroom wall is pretty blue. It's not dark. It's not really light. It's at, I don't know what kind of blue to call it. Sea blue, maybe? It's beautiful. I love it. The trim is white. My curtains are white. And I have hooks on the wall, not hooks, but the things that you can sway back the curtains. I have those on. So every morning I sway back my curtains, and at night I put them down. And I have beautiful pictures on the wall. I have one that has a dark blue frame and the blue sky with pink in it. You can tell it's either a sunrise or a sunset, but it's pastel colors, and it's looking from a room out French doors with sheer curtains hanging on it, and one of the doors is open and it goes out onto a patio, and the patio has this white fence around it for the safekeeping, and the scene is the ocean. It's looking out onto the ocean, and so the ocean and the sky join together in beautiful blues and pinks, and I can see a little yellow in there, and and the French doors are white, and the shears are white, and it goes with my room. Oh my gosh, somebody's here. I got goosebumps. Somebody's here. It's not Dave. My hairs aren't standing up. Dave comes in strong. And I got another picture. I call it the mermaid picture. She's got a white bamboo-looking type frame with a white insert in it, in the frame. And it's an undersea picture. Beautiful, beautiful colors, oranges, yellows, green, blues, whites. And there's a mermaid with a green and white body, waist down, and of course she's naked waist up, and she's got this flowing red hair, and she's reaching out toward a dolphin who's swimming down toward her, and there's a, what do you call those green vines in the water that are on either side of the picture that's going up, and they're looking so soft, and like I can almost see them waving in the water, and the plant life in the water on the seabed, and it's a beautiful picture, beautiful. And behind me, on that wall, I have ice. Oh, just a minute. I gotta take a break. Okay, I just needed a little break there. I ordered some stickers like you would put in a child's baby's bedroom. The stickers are fish. They're undersea creatures and fish. And they're cute. And they are plastic that will adhere to the wall, but there's no sticky to them. And so I ordered them, and one time we were all together, my kids and grandchildren, and so I told them, please come in my bedroom, I would like you to do something for me. And I got the stickers out, and they all went, oh. I said, please, will you put these up on this wall? And Sherry had bought me this big wooden whale that's gray, and it's a carved whale, carved out of wood, and it kind of matches my floors, my gray wooden-looking floors. So I asked them to put the stickers on the wall all around the whale, and so they were moaning and groaning, do we have to do this? Sherry and Shannon said, yes, she wants you to do it. It's not going to kill you. Do it. So they got started, And they were having so much fun. I wish I would have recorded it somehow. They were having a ball putting the stickers on the walls, on the one wall. And they ran out. They used them all. I had like four or five packages, and they used them all. So you can, my wall is full of sea life stickers. And when they ran out, they're, "Grandma, you got any more? Are you sure you don't have any more stuck somewhere?" So they really enjoyed doing it, and I'm getting more goosebumps. Wow. And I enjoyed watching them end up enjoying themselves when they thought they were going to have a horrible time. And I've got all those energies coming from that wall, from the stickers and all. I have all those wonderful energies coming at me too. This is a wonderful place for me to live, to be. Right here. And I got the bed that the feet, the head and the foot part go up and down. So I'm very comfortable all day, all night. And I have my chair out in the living room where I go out and watch programs with Annette. We like watching the Halloween programs. The Halloween baking show, Halloween Wars. There's a haunted gingerbread showdown this year that we have never seen before. We think it's a new show, and we love watching the artistic part of it, and it's fun getting in the competition part. We act like judges. And we just enjoy each other's company and watching the artistic stuff coming from the people who are making the cakes and the pumpkins and the sugar work and the chocolate work and all the things they do. And I love watching the kids shows too, baking shows. So got my chair out there. Very comfortable house here. Oh, so I was telling you, when people come to the door and we open it to them, it's funny because everyone who has come to the door, we open the door and they just stand there for a few minutes. And we're ready for it. And I mean a few minutes. They just stand there. And then they say, it's like they come out of this trance that they went into. And they, if we don't know them, they'll identify themselves. But they say, "Boy, this is nice." They don't know what's nice, some of them. It's the atmosphere. It's the shungite. It's the angels who live here. Well, they don't live here. It's the angels who come and go here. We have a good atmosphere here. So when the people we know come in, they'll stand in the dining room, and that got the walls fixed, repainted from that painter who did an awful thing in my dining room, our dining room. Painted it three different colors and three different textures, and oh, okay, I'm not going to go there. But Annette got it all fixed up, repainted, and it's beautiful. I have white wall. We have our white walls and accent wall that is teal, beautiful, light, pastel type teal. It's not real pastel, not real light, but has depth to it, but it's not dark. Anyway, we've got this beautiful picture she bought, and it's huge, fills most of the wall, and it's got big flower petals on it, making a couple big flowers, but they're really big and they're beautiful. And then on the other walls, we've got some other beautiful pictures. And anyway, people walk in and they just stand there once they get in. And they say, "This is really nice." And those who know us say, "Oh my gosh, it feels so good in here." Well, yeah. How could it not? With the angels and the shungite, and we just have color in our house. Although it is a dark house, the living room is pink. I know you're thinking, "Oh my gosh," but it doesn't look as bad as what it sounds. And Ned's going to repaint that, put a couple colors in. And the kitchen is a beautiful yellow, bright, not the really bright, dark bright yellow. It's a beautiful yellow. It's a calming yellow. And we don't have that much wall exposure that it's on because we have this nice long window that's over the countertop. We have a long countertop from one wall to another wall, all along that wall. And the sink and cupboards, there's cupboards by the sink, and there's a wall between the living room and the kitchen, and it's got an opening, like a window without the window, pass-through type. And it's just enough to make you feel like it's open. Well, it is open, but I mean without the wall, it's got enough break that you know the kitchen and the dining room, or the kitchen and the living room, are separate. But it's really nice because we can look out and talk to each other and look in, and we don't even have to move from the furniture to see. It's really very people friendly. That's a good word. So I don't know why I'm describing my house to you. I just had this overwhelming. I'm just going with the flow today, y'all, because I really have nothing to talk about. And very little energy to talk about nothing. Oh my gosh, makes me laugh. I make myself laugh. And something came to mind. Oh, I want to finish with this. We have two lanais. We have one in the front, which it goes from the garage. The garage sticks out from the house in the front, and it goes to the back of the house, halfway to the back of the house. And so we have this 2.5-car garage attached to the house, is what I'm trying to say. Well, as you come up past the garage, there's the rest of the house. The whole front of the house has this front lanai. And I have white rocking chairs in it on little red carpets that are under the rocking chairs. And I have the angel table that has a glass top on it. And there's three angels that are standing making this table. They're all joined together. It's a solid piece, but it's three angels, and it comes out and flares out so that the table, the glass tabletop, sets on it. And I have my wishing well on it that my grandpa made. He used to make these wishing wells out of tongue depressors and sell them. Well, of course, I have one, so I've got that sitting on the angel table. And I have this really scary-ass black cat. It's made of rubber, and it's at least a foot high. And it sits by the door, and it's got these red eyes, and it looks like a real live cat. Scary as heck! I love it. People say, oh my gosh, that cat scared me. I say, oh good, that's why he's there. So we have that beautiful lanai out front. And a lanai is a screen enclosed porch, for lack of a better word. We have a concrete floor out there and a screen and the frame on the bottom, and that's what a lanai is. Then in the back we have the pool lanai. It has a door going out to it from the kitchen, and then my bedroom is off of the kitchen. It sticks out from where the kitchen is. It beside and behind the kitchen, juts out like an L shape. And I have a door that leads out to the lanai too, the pool lanai. And it's a big lanai, really big. And it's got a couple different sections set up. One with the chairs in the round shape, and a couple chairs in the other end, and then a couple chairs that sit up toward the bedroom and from the kitchen that sit out in the lanai looking at the pool in the backyard. And then we have the pool, of course, and it's beautiful, heated. So that's our house. You got a tour of our house, because I got nothing to talk about. And the people come and they like it. We try to make them feel comfortable and at home. Oh, I remember I got sidetracked. I've done some bad things in my life, and I sit and I think, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I have come to a point where I've got this so much wonderfulness in my life. I don't deserve it. I felt I didn't deserve it. I've done things I didn't realize hurt people. I've done things that I knew would hurt people when I was younger. Not since I've been an adult have I done things to purposely hurt people. I've just been trying to be, my younger adulthood, I was trying to be accepted by people. I just wanted loved. But, so, I haven't been an ideal person. That's what I'm trying to say. I've made my mistakes. And I continue to make mistakes, not on purpose. I'm living life, mistakes, but someone pointed out to me, that's how we learn. That's how we grow, by making mistakes and learning from them. And if we don't learn from them the first time around, then they're going to come and bite us in the ass again and again until we learn them. And then that lesson will go away, and then we'll probably screw up because we're intended to learn lessons, and we'll have to learn from that lesson. So someone was telling me, you're being too hard on yourself. That's one of the reasons you're here, is to learn these lessons. And I said, oh gosh, you're right. You're right. Because I would say that to other people. Why not say it to myself? So I've learned to accept the fact I'm not perfect. I am who I am, and that's all who I can be, is who I am. And work it. Sometimes it's just, I'm just so tired. But I've been learning. As I learn, it becomes easier. Once I let myself be myself and not try to be mold myself into something someone else wanted me to be, because you can't do it. It's just not possible. You have to be yourself because that's who you are. You can't mold yourself into something someone else wants you to be. You can try for a while, but eventually yourself comes out. Like in bad marriages, guys or women are being awful. Oh, I'll change. Okay, so they change for maybe 3 months, maybe 6 months, maybe even a year, but then their self comes out. And they have to be themselves. So you need to, we all need to choose. How do I want myself to be? Do I want to be mean? Do I want to be good? Do I want to... We have good and evil in us. Do I want mostly the good to come out? Do I want to try to temper that mean part of me? Where I go, I get that derangement. Pelosi derangement. Oh my gosh, I got that bad. And now I got that bug-eye guy. Adam Schiff derangement. And I've always had Nadler derangement. Frickin' little toad. See? I got this nastiness in me that comes out. But I have allowed myself to do that. Because I have. I can't even give you a reason. Because it's me. And I'm allowing me to be able to say to myself, yes, that guy's a frickin' swamp toad. And he's looking more swampy toady every day. So, see, we got nastiness in us. I accept that part of me. And I don't condemn myself to hell for feeling that way. And then I got other parts of me where I just turn to mush when people say something. Or with certain people, I just love them so much, I turn to mush. I've learned I can love people, I don't have to like them. And it's not that I don't like them, it's I don't like what they do, or say, or how they act, or... And they have every right to feel the same way about me. It's not a one-way street, it's a two-way street. Well, there's even more than two ways on the street. There's so many shiny different things that lead you off these paths. There's not just two lanes. There's all sorts of lanes and paths and all sorts of shiny things out there to distract you. And I find they're fun to follow. Hold on. Oh, there. Had to adjust the bed. Oh. I'm allowing you to hear how I don't feel good because I have been told by a member of what Walt calls my posse, my group of spirits who hang with me, that I need to start admitting to people, I don't feel so good right now. I'm having trouble breathing. My chest is hurting. My heart is pounding, or it's not beating fast enough. Because when I do cross over, if people aren't kind of prepared for it, it'll be a big shock, and I'm not doing them a justice by pretending, oh yeah, everything is wonderful. No problems here, nothing to see here. So they've told me that I need to fess up and admit, I haven't been feeling so good lately, but I'm hanging in there. And I'm doing the best I can do with my health issues. And I find that I've been more confined to the bedroom, the bed, because, like just a few minutes ago when I got quiet, things seemed to, like in the movies when they do a fade-out scene and things fade out into darkness. I've been having that more frequently. And I just had one of those fade outs. But see, it didn't last long. I've been coming back pretty fast from them. It's just one of those fast, well, it fades out and then I come back. So I wanted to share that with you. And they're feeling much better than I have shared this. I'm glad y'all feel better. They say, well, it's better for the people. Okay. But I didn't want to be a crybaby. I've been told, you're a hypochondriac. Well, the doctors tell me you're not a hypochondriac. You got these issues. And you need to divorce yourself from those who say you're a hypochondriac. And so, and I had to believe that I am not a hypochondriac because I was convinced I'm a hypochondriac. Why, I'm not really having all these issues. I'm just being a hypochondriac. So I would try not to talk about it. And, well, I've been convinced you're not being a hypochondriac. In fact, you're not talking about it enough, to the doctors especially. You need to say more things because they're the ones who need to know this stuff and can help to ease a lot of my discomfort. So, and they have, which is wonderful. And I have doctors who understand my crazy ways, my crazy thoughts, my crazy life. And they accept me for who I am, and they work with me. So, I really am having a good time, except for those frickin' government swamp beings. And they aren't just in D.C., you know. They're all over. They're everywhere. So beware of the swamp beings. Try to send out good energies, y'all. We can combat the swamp beings. Send out the good energies. Send out those blankets of love. And when you're at the place where you feel, I have to send them a blanket of love, don't forget, cover yourself in a blanket of love too, because you need one at that time. I've learned that myself. Well, thanks for listening to my tour of the house, my thoughts on the swamp beings, my thoughts on life. I believe life is getting so much better, y'all. I believe we are headed in good directions. That's it for now. Bye-bye.